from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week we're talking about a jazz suite for San Jose, a very young comic, and some rare music of the Baroque. David Wiegand joins me now, as he does every Friday morning. He's an assistant managing editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Good morning.
We're going to go for Baroque.
Yes, well, I remember being broke. I wasn't going to tell that
part. I am.
Let's kick it off with something that was a hit in 1737. As John Ferry rebels the elements, and sounding very modern, I have to say.
Yeah, really.
That's Chaos. That's the piece called Chaos. And it's one of the pieces on the program for the opening concert in American Bach Soloist's annual Summer Fling. A lot of
right.
great music.
Yeah, yeah. The festival is called Versailles and the Parisian Baroque. The real highlight of the program, to me anyway, is that Marin Marais, the wonderful composer, the violinist, I believe it was his last opera, Semele. And this performance that will be done by the American Bach Soloists is the first time that the entire work has been performed outside of Europe.
Yeah, Bacchanal for the Baroque. American Bach Soloists Summer Bach Festival begins today, and it continues through the 16th of August at the San Francisco Conservatory of Music. Pete Davidson is Saturday Night Live's resident young person. He's so young,
yes.
He not only gets carded, but he also gets handed crayons and a coloring book, I think, when he goes into bars.
He probably does. I love Pete Davidson. I mean, he is an amazing young comic with an interesting history. His dad died in 9/11. And I think it upsets some people, but I also, including me, but I also see it as evidence of his brashness and his courage. He's very funny. He takes chances. You know, older comics don't do that quite as much. Anyway, he's here at the San Jose Improv for several days.
Yeah, Thursday through next Saturday down at San Jose Improv. The Cabrillo Music Festival in Santa Cruz is a showcase for contemporary music, including this piece this year. That's so pretty. That's Wang Rose, the color yellow, a concerto for Sheng. That's a Chinese instrument. I think of it as sort of a combination of a harmonica and a bagpipe. And Marin Alsop directs the festival and leads the Cabrillo Orchestra. And I talked to Alsop a few days ago. She's run this festival for 22 years. And I asked her why symphony orchestras are still so reluctant to program new music.
On our regular subscription season, new music is a bit of a taboo subject. And a lot of people are terrified about the idea of new music. I always try to tell them, but you have to remember that Beethoven was once new music too.
That's a really smart comment and one of the many reasons why she's such an important conductor. This festival this year has a lot of amazing composers. The Bay Area's own Mason Bates, who is, by the way, at work composing an opera about Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
Christopher Rouse is going to be represented there. Nico Muhly, whom I consider one of the greatest young composers working today. This is a great festival.
Yeah, the Cabrillo Music Festival opens tonight and continues through August 16th. More modern stuff now from San Jose's Institute for Contemporary Art. It's an art happening and something that they've been doing every first Friday for some months now. But this one is from Mary Unikoff and involves audience participation. She designs brightly colored dresses,
mm-hmm.
and then invites people to wear them. Tell us about it.
She creates these dresses using a particular design in different colors that are the sort of, you know, those colors talk about what we think of. Like we think of blue as institutional, for example. Her exploration of those ideas is what this project is all about. So she's going to be doing this live with dancers and dresses.
Yeah, in fact, she's inviting people. If you want to show up at 6 o'clock tonight, you can get a chance to wear one of the dresses. That's men and women alike. That's at ICA Live, the actual event, RGB. Mary Unikoff's RGB starts at 7 tonight at San Jose's Institute for Contemporary Art. And when that's over, stick around because downtown San Jose will be packed for the Jazz Summerfest. Thank you. That's Etienne Charles with his piece Creole, and he's debuting a brand new piece for San Jose Jazz Summerfest on Saturday. It's a jazz suite for three San Jose's.
San Jose, California, obviously, as well as San Jose, Costa Rica, and Charles owns St. Joseph in his native land of Trinidad, and that should be the highlight, but there are a lot of other performers. Kim Nally, great singer, Kenny Washington sharing a stage, Ernesto Oviedo with John Santos, Storm Large, I love her. Boy, you'd be crazy not to go there.
Yeah, all through the weekend. And the San Jose Jazz Summerfest continues this evening through the weekend. And here's a taste of another show we want you to know about. That's the great Tiffany Austin, and she's part of a big lineup at a great show coming up at the Chapel August 18th. It just happens that David and I...
It just happens, yeah. And so we're going to use our bully pulpit to say, please show up. We'd love to see you. We'd love to meet you. The lineup is amazing for $10. $10.
Yeah.
The Dodos, that's Merrick Long and Logan Kroger, they're going to perform Echo Brown, an incredible performance artist. She did a great, great play recently at the March. Killing My Lobster, one of the best sketch comedy groups in the country. August 18th, that's at the Chapel. That's a great club on Valencia Street. And so it's intimate, but that means the tickets are going fast. So please, we'd love to see you there.
Yeah, details on the show at the Chapel and our other listings are at kqed.org/the-do-list. Thanks a lot, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is an assistant managing editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. I'm Cy Musiker. Follow me on Twitter at Cyrus KQED.